Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, hunger has been a long-time problem in this society, not just because of the current economic conditions, but it certainly has made things worse for a lot of people. We have the 20th annual Michigan Harvest Gathering launching today at the state capitol, and every dollar donated there helps provide five meals. So you can do the math, about 20 cents per meal. Want to welcome in Jane Marshall. And Jane, in terms of what the food banks have done, what this effort represents, how many people can be helped by this?
Well, our network serves about a million people a year and distributes about 80 million pounds of food a year. So it's a pretty big chunk. It's probably helping, you know, a quarter to half a million people in, you know, directly with food. And it's not so much about, you know, how many people. It's really about the quality of the food, the quantity of the food. The fact that most of the food that we get from Michigan Harvest Gathering is locally grown and procured, and it's all part of Michigan's agriculture community as well.
All right. Now, this organization was actually founded, the Harvest Gathering, roughly 20 years ago, a little less than that, by Bill and Cynthia Schutte, correct?
Correct.
All right. And more than 15 million meals have been provided to Michigan residents. Talk about this year's goal.
This year's goal is to raise $800,000 and 300,000 pounds of food, which is the biggest goal we've ever had before, but we kind of feel like the need is greater now than probably ever.
All right, I'm trying to do the math here. That's about 4 million meals, right?
Right, yeah.
All right. How much more of a problem do you sense, given the economy and the way things were 2 years ago?
Well, you know, I think, like you mentioned before, I mean, hunger's always been a problem. There's always going to be situations in a good economy as well as a poor one where people just have emergencies and just find themselves without their basic needs being met, or lose a job, or have a medical emergency, or a divorce, or a domestic violence, or, you know, there's a lot of reasons why people have emergencies, and our network is really focused on helping people temporarily through the rough spots. Right now, we kind of feel like this, we've had year after year after year of, you know, a pretty crappy economy, really, and it's wearing on people, you know, that the level of despair and kind of the weariness that people have, just not feeling like there's really any end in sight, you know, makes it hard for us to feel like, you know, to feel hopeful sometimes. But, you know, I think giving a family, when there's not a lot you can do to help somebody with the really big problems like
right,
that,
right.
Giving somebody a box of food, you know, is like giving them, it's like giving them a you know, money. It's like helping them stretch their budget. It's an act of kindness. It's what we can do for our neighbors. And, you know, those little acts of kindness really help people have hope and kind of feel like they're not alone. And so a lot of this has to do with, you know, the kind of spirit of giving and helping your neighbor, as well as, you know, providing, you know, very clearly providing food so people, you know, don't go hungry.
Jane Marshall, so, Executive Director, yep. Food Bank Council of Michigan. We're talking about the Michigan Harvest Gathering, the 20th annual Michigan Harvest Gathering. And Jane, I think a lot of people have a misunderstanding. As much as they'd love to help out, and they think, well, you know, I've got a few extra cans of food here, but it is much more effective and efficient, instead of bringing food, if they just contribute money, in terms of what those donations can mean.
Yes, you know, if you think about, well, our network really relies heavily on donations, large donations of product from food manufacturers around the nation. And, you know, companies like Kellogg and, you know, General Mills and you name it. I mean, the ones that make lots of different products and have different plants all over the country, they have overproduction. And, you know, we've traditionally relied a lot on those kinds of full truckloads of products being made available. And, you know, that product is free. I mean, we can get a whole truckload of product of Kellogg's cereal, for example, but you have to pay the shipping, and the shipping might be from, you know, somewhere in the Midwest or somewhere far away. And so for pennies on the dollar, we can bring in a lot of donated food from all around the country and all around the state. And so we can really stretch the charity dollar by seeking donated foods instead of purchasing food outright. So that's an example of how it can, how money really makes a difference. And, you know, with food safety and with food handling, when people do canned food drives, you know, we have to inspect every product that comes into our network. I mean, we have to go through and make sure things are safe. We have a really a high standard of food safety and being able to track products that come into the network so that if there's recalls or problems, we can protect the people that we serve with that. So, you know, there's a certain amount of handling and the work that goes into processing. We call it a food drive that is really costly to our network, and we don't want to be ungrateful, and we really appreciate anything that people give us. But, you know, we've just become a lot more open.
Well, you want to be efficient. You want to make the most of that opportunity. And the need for food is at an all-time high, so the idea is to do that as effectively as possible, with 12% of Michigan households struggling to put food on the table.
Right.
In terms of what people can do, how they can make these donations for the harvest gathering, a lot of people may not know that they can go online. That's feedmichigan.org, correct?
Yeah, and you can go online there, and you can find out information about how to give. You can give online. You can find pantries and food banks that you can make a direct donation to. You can find out how to get help if you need help with food. So it's kind of our one-stop website for help. And, you know, we encourage, as much as the harvest gathering is our goal and our focus, you know, this is the time of year when people start thinking about charity and about food and about Thanksgiving, and, you know, the holidays are coming up, and, you know, people are thinking about how am I going to make a contribution this fall to nonprofits and organizations that are doing things I care about. And we're just trying to raise the awareness about the fact that food is, you know, without food, people can't do anything. So it's a really basic need that, you know, pretty much life starts with food. And so we're just encouraging people to think about basic needs at a time right now in our state where a lot of people's needs are not being met.
Food donations are also accepted at all Secretary of State branch offices, not just now, but that is throughout the state. You can do that wherever you happen to be.
Right, for the rest of the year.
Yep. Right. And donations, of course, can be sent to the Food Bank Council of Michigan. Jane, thanks so much for joining us. Good
luck
with the Michigan Harvest Gathering. It's 20th year, and let's hope we can help an awful lot of people.
I hope so, too. Thanks again.
All right. Jane Marshall, Executive Director of the Food Bank Council of Michigan. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk with Matt Sloan, the General Manager of Graf Chevrolet, about the new Chevy Volt. A lot of excitement about that and what it means for this fall and for a lot of driving habits here in mid-Michigan. We'll be right back. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.